Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For those of you who've donated money to us via Patreon, we are truly thankful. And if you're expecting and hoping to hear your dingle, you will hear that dingle later, because we are now grouping the dingles at the end of the episode, for that time will be dingle time.
Dingle time!
Tune in at the end of the episode for dingle time.
Dingle time!
It's time for us to have a lovely time. We saw some animals on our way to the venue. I saw a piggy and a horse and a canoe. Willip saw a porcupine and two little wrens. Mark saw a jay, but Ben saw the best one, 'cause he saw a stingray. A stingray on the way. It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast.
Yo, 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 yo,
yo,
yo, chomp down on this sandwich. It's the Horn Section Podcast. Welcome, everyone. Mark, you good?
Whoa. Yo.
Yeah, real good. Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah, how good?
Fucking great.
Yeah, Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben, give me a beat. Give me a beat. Give me a beat, Mark. Give me a beat. How good, Mark?
Yeah.
Hey, piano, give me some chords. How are you feeling, Mark?
Oh, great, thanks.
Yeah. Will and Joe, have a jam on this. Have a little jam. Mark?
Yeah?
You feeling good?
Yeah, I feel great,
yeah,
man.
How good?
Really great, man.
Yeah? How good?
Really great.
Well then, Mark, let's hear how great you're feeling with your best ever nonsense bebop scat singing. Off you go! Let's just everyone else gradually pull out, so it's just Mark doing it. Stop. Thank you, Mark. Thank you. Okay, well, let's now deal with some sad...
I'm really
that
tired.
Was horrible.
No,
yeah, it was horrible.
We're going to deal with some sad news.
No.
This was going to be the potato episode. And Willip had ordered a special delivery of... potatoes, but the delivery went to the wrong address, so it's not the potato episode. It's a right bugger. Instead, we're going to put six brave faces on and do something else, and that something else is going to start with the introduction of our special one-person guest audience. They've arrived. We're ready. She's ready. It's Lauren Patterson! Lauren Patterson! Welcome, Lauren.
Welcome. Why am I saying welcome? It's your house. Hello.
You can say welcome.
Hiya.
Welcome. This is my house. Well, welcome to the Horn Section Podcast. Before we start, traditionally what we do, we get the band to introduce themselves to you over a sort of Russian style bit of marching music. And what they normally say, Lauren, is they say, "Hello, Lauren, I'm Willip, and the best thing about me is..." They go around. So we'll start with Willip, and we'll go around this way, please. So we'll end with you, Joe. Is this the music?
Yeah.
Like Russian, isn't it?
Very Russian.
Russian dance music.
Yeah. This is the formal introduction. Off you go, Willip.
Hello, Laura. My name's Willip, and the best thing about me is I thought I had a ganglion, but in fact it's an unexplained physical abnormality.
Can we stop the music, please? You what?
I thought I had a ganglion.
What does that mean?
That's a type of cyst. But it turns out it's just a physical abnormality.
And this is the best thing about you.
Yeah, by okay. miles.
Okay. Isn't that the one you hit with a Bible and make it go away?
Yeah, well, yeah. Lucky I didn't, because it's not a ganglion. So.
Well, how do you know? What? I've never heard of this.
That's exactly right, though.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
A Bible?
You got hit with a Bible and made it go away.
I guess it's
What's
the devil.
To you two? What's the devil? What?
It's the devil.
Lauren, all you're meant to say is,
Hello, I'm Lauren
Hi,
Patterson.
Hi, Willip, I'm Lauren Patterson. Not you can hit it with a Bible.
I challenge anyone to have as good a
I've
one as me.
I always thought you were a gangly one.
Oh. Oh.
Right, well, okay, we're back on, we're back on. So you say, Hi, Willip, I'm Lauren Patterson.
Lovely.
You can say it now, probably. Okay.
Hi, Willip, I'm Lauren Patterson.
Perfect. The piano player.
My name's Ed, and the best thing about me is my specialty curry that I can make.
Ooh. Yeah. Hi, Ed. I'm Lauren Patterson.
Lovely. That was much better. Much better. Your turn, Ben.
Hi, Lauren Patterson. I'm Ben, and the best thing about me is the mole which I used to have on my back was chopped out by Dr. Horn, Alex's dad.
My father.
Hi, Ben. I'm Lauren Patterson.
You're doing it very well now, Lauren. Go on then, Mark.
Hi, Lauren. I'm Mark, and I came all the way from Abu Dhabi today to be here.
Ooh, hi, Mark. I'm Lauren Patterson.
Boasting. Boasting. Okay, finally. There's a big build-up now to the little trumpeter.
Lauren, the best thing about me is my hair.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so which one did you, which was your favourite best thing?
The gangliness. Gangliness?
Thank you.
Lumpy arm.
Lumpy arm. It's my new nickname.
Lumpy arm, where is the lump? Was it?
There.
When did you have this? Was this recently?
I've had it for a while.
About 4 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why does everyone know about it?
Well, I didn't know about it.
Oh, good.
Ed isn't everyone.
Which one's Ed?
Ed isn't anyone, you mean.
Okay. Well, look, now you know the band, Lauren, and I'm going to introduce you to the listener with a song about you, if that's right, which I've written.
Of course.
We're going to sing it to the tune of a song about a Henry Hoover.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Lauren Patterson. Lauren Patterson.
She's an English comedian from the North East. In the BBC New Comedy Awards, she was a finalist.
Lauren Patterson.
She supported Catherine Ryan on tour. She did a bit Italian, then she did a bit more.
Lauren Patterson. Lauren
Willis.
But if you were wondering what country she's been to, listen now, because I'm going to tell you. Edinburgh, Scotland, Melbourne, Australia, Auckland, New Zealand, and somewhere in Canada.
She started comedy when she was 18. She's done a show called Lady Muggamon called Peachy. She's been inside a lorry and she's been inside a car. She's been inside a restaurant, she's been inside a bar.
Lauren Patterson. Lauren Patterson.
What's that? What? Was that factually accurate?
That's all the main bits.
Have you been inside a lorry?
Probably.
That's not a probably situation.
I think I've helped get my Asda shop out the better one.
Your Asda shop? Oh, yeah, that would count.
That's a lorry or a van.
Did you clamber into the Asda van?
I like to help out.
Do you?
You've got loads of jobs to do.
Do you ever give them a tip?
That's a great question.
No.
Alex.
I've never given mine a tip, but I feel I should.
Now I feel like I should, you know. Yeah. I feel guilty. Yeah.
Have you been to New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and Scotland?
I've been to all those places.
Got all that right. You've been inside a car. You've been inside a restaurant?
I used to work in a restaurant.
Which one?
Byron Burger.
Oh. And what do they sell?
Show off.
All of the burgers.
The burger.
And occasionally salads.
Very occasionally, I hope.
Lauren. I asked you if you were musical via email.
You did.
And you, I'm going to quote you, you said, my mam, and I enjoyed that, can play the recorder with her nose, but alas, the talent skipped a generation.
Yes.
Tell us more about your mam.
She's lovely. She's got a recorder, because we all had Penny Whistle Club when we were kids.
Right.
But I never went, because I was I don't have that talent that my mam does. So we had this old recorder in the cupboard, but all she could ever play was Three Blind Mice with her nose.
Has she got a mouth?
She got a mouth, but... Just likes to use the nose.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Then she keep talking.
Exactly. Then she can sing it while she's...
Oh, what? This is... I mean, why didn't we book her mum?
What a talent.
I did try to book her mum. Her mam.
Me mam.
Can you play your saxophone with your nose?
Probably.
Let's do that for a bit. So what I want you to do is play your saxophone and sing the word saxophone as you're playing it. Oh, we'll do this in a live show. And can you make it? Can you sing as well?
Bless you.
You've got to sing the word saxophone while you do it. And we're not moving on until you've
He's
done that.
He's getting a nosebleed, I reckon.
Have you genuinely never done this before? This would be the first thing I did if I got.
He could play two saxophones at once, couldn't he?
Well, three with a mouth.
Can you try and sing?
Oh, possibly four.
Would a drum roll help?
Yeah.
If you said it doesn't hurt, I would have stopped.
Doesn't hurt. This doesn't hurt.
Okay, we can stop there. Okay. Hey, Lauren. Sometimes we ask some quite important questions. Was it comedy from the off, or did you think about pursuing the working in Byron Burger?
I genuinely did, because you get 50% off.
50?
Oh, yeah.
Do you still do you still have that sort of clout?
I used to keep my payslip for a while, but then it got to a point, I was like, oh, if I get caught, am I going to get banned from every Byron's? The ballad of the girl who was banned from Byron.
Oh, yeah, I think Ben knows that song. Do you mind singing, quickly singing the ballad of the girl who got banned from Byron's? Yeah, you know the music, don't you, pianist? It's also, it's a two-minute song. So.
Very detailed lyric, as I recall.
19 verses.
Don't use your card if you've worked in Byron after. Don't buy another burger once you've left. Because if you do,
doing percussion at the same time.
Whoa.
Did you mean to do that?
Yes.
Yes. Lauren, what's your favourite instrument out of the ones we've got here?
Out of the ones we've got here? The keys.
Nope.
What's the ones you got here?
Yeah.
Was that the wrong answer?
That was the wrong answer.
I didn't realise there was a right and a wrong answer.
There is. I'm going to play the saxophone.
There are four wrong answers and one wrong answer.
The nose saxophone?
Nope.
Nope. The drums?
The drums! Yes, that's right. Yeah. We all like the drums best, and that's why today's episode is dedicated to the memory of Ben Reynolds. Hello, Ben. We're going to see how good your memory is in this episode, okay? Ooh, throughout the episode.
Great.
And so just a little jingle for the memory of Ben Reynolds, please. The memory of Ben Reynolds. Yeah, do it again.
Can you sing the lyric?
The memory of Ben Reynolds. First question. Ben, do you remember drinking red wine at your parents' house when we were in our early teens, possibly 12 years old?
Was that the time that I went and put my head in the flower pot out in the front in the snow because I fell sick?
Yes, it was New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
The memory of Ben Reynolds. All right, Lauren, it's time to find out a bit more about you. All the band members have written questions that they've been dying to ask you.
Yeah.
Really?
So, they're just going to think of their questions now. The band have all written you questions specifically for today's
amazing
podcast. Yeah. And you can have some music underneath it. Anything you want, really, I think.
Soft Little Mix.
Soft Little Mix. In the style of Little Mix. We can't play Little Mix.
Soft Little Mix style.
Soft Little Mix style music, please, guys. Yeah. Okay, so the first question from the band to you is from Joe Auckland, the little trumpeter.
Lauren, I'm asking this one. Riddle me this. Do animals get stung by stinging nettles, or does the fur stop all that?
Good question, Joe. He always asks questions like that.
I think the fur stops it.
Well, tell Joe.
I think the fur stops it.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. The perks of being a dog, isn't it?
Yeah.
The next question is from the pianist.
I'm so glad it's my turn to ask Lauren a question. Here goes nothing. Lauren, have you ever seen any full-length movies? And if so, what did you think about them? I'm thinking, let's talk about 8 movies or something.
I prefer full-length movies to half-length movies.
Oh, really?
They always leave you wanting more. You're right. Yeah. If only that had been full-length.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Has that satisfied your curiosity, pianist?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Willip, it's your turn.
Look over here, Lauren. Look at me. I've thought of a question. What's your dream comedy job? Do you know what I mean?
My dream comedy job is to patrol the quiet coach of trains and keep them at the adequate noise level comedically.
Oh. I think he was asking, like, what telly program would you be on? But I like your answer better.
Oh. Yeah.
You'll do comedic patrolling of the quiet.
That just shows how low my standards are for myself.
I don't want to be on telly. I want to patrol the train. Okay, Mark Brown, it's your question for Lauren Patterson. Question.
Lauren, have you ever been to Portugal? Like it? It's pretty nice.
I haven't been to Portugal. I've been to Spain. That's next door, isn't it? Close enough.
Yeah. Question.
And the final one is Ben, the drummer.
Okay, thanks everyone. I was thinking about life and all that the other day, and it got me thinking, do you think I'll live to be 100 years old? Look, here's my physique. What do you reckon? Will that keep me going for another 60 years?
Everyone's living to be old now, aren't they? I think you'll live to, like, at least 107. At least.
Yeah, letter from the Queen.
Questions. And stop. Well, look, it's time to test the memory of Ben Reynolds.
Jingle's good. It's very catchy.
Ben, we've been doing a tour with our band, the Horn Section.
Yes.
And it's still going a bit, and you can buy tickets, but we're not going to places like Scotland or Ireland yet. No. But we want to because they're great.
and they keep complaining.
Everyone's cross with us. And during the tour, Willip came up with a new motto for himself. Do you remember it? Well, let's find out. Ben Reynolds, please complete Willip's new motto. Drum roll, please. Waistcoat.
Want not.
Correct. Good. Is everyone all right? Good.
Yes.
That means we can play a game. It's a new game called The Initial Official. During this game, I'm going to play the part of The Initial Official. You can all play, including you, Lauren.
Amazing.
I'm going to sing some songs a cappella at you.
Oh,
but instead
nice.
Of doing it properly, I'll just sing the first letters of each word in the song, and I'm going to do it monotone. So you just shout your instrument if you think you know what the song is. Does that all make sense?
No.
What of?
I think you'll be fine. So I'm going to be singing a song, but I'm just going to be singing the first letter of each word, and there'll be no melody. So you'll be shout out drums, piano, bass, trumpet, saxophone, and
recorder.
Mam's recorder.
Nose flute. Mam's recorder.
Do you want a beat under it?
Yes, please.
That'd be helpful.
What kind of beat?
Yeah, that would be good.
Scottish.
Otherwise, it's
Scottish.
Oh, here we go. S A A B F A A.
And piano.
Yes.
Auld Lang Syne.
Auld Lang Syne. Good game.
Oh,
yeah?
Okay.
Four more.
One, two, three, and.
W-N-S-D-L. Y-K-T-R-A-S-D-I. A-F-C-F-M-O-D-I-F-O. A-O-G-I-J-I. J-W-T-U-Y-H-I-F. T-M-Y.
And
yes?
Never going to give you up.
Yeah. N-G-G-U-R-R-N-G-L-Y-D-N-G-R-A-A-D-U.
I feel like I'm watching a man have a breakdown in an eye test.
Okay, this...
in an eye test.
I-G-K-D-B-I-G-U-A-U-I-N-G-K-M-D.
Is it the right beat?
Ed Piano.
Yes?
I know it. I just can't remember. Well,
I think I know the band, but not the song.
You do know the song. I-G-K-D. B-I-G-U-A.
It's Queen, isn't it?
No, no.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, fine.
It's not I Got You, Babe, is it?
No, I-G-K-D. B-I-G-U-A.
I get knocked down. But I get on by.
Was this your game?
Yeah.
This is going to be a good round of the music quiz, isn't it?
On the telly.
On the telly.
This is the last one. This is the last one. N-T-I-A-S-A-A-H. My M-L-A-G-F-T-U-D. A-I-L-T-T-A-M. D-T-C-R-T-E-T. I-T-H. I-W-P-B-A-R-O-T-P. W-W-I-T-T. Okay, let's do it without the beat.
Yeah.
Is that the Wi-Fi password?
Anyone got that one? Do you want me to do every fifth word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
N-T-I-A, story, A-A-H-M-L-G, flipped, T-U-D, A-I-L-T.
Is it Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah!
I got one.
And Lauren wins.
Amazing.
That was worth...
Triple points.
By the way, Granddaddy, the song about Granddaddy's pea farm, is now available to buy on Bandcamp for £1. There's quite a few things by us there. Just Google Bandcamp, Horn Section. Also, we're doing a few more tour dates. Please look up the website for those dates. It's places like Northampton, Reading, Kingston, Salisbury, Ronnie Scott's, Northampton, London, High Wycombe, Richmond and Guildford. See you there. Now it's time to look at the memory of Ben Reynolds.
Oh.
The memory of Ben Reynolds. And this time, Ben has prepared a little song for everyone. Can you remember your song, Ben?
No. Yes. Beautiful.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will not come true. The reason I shall share, my dear, a star's just burning gas, I fear, melting all that gets too near, including you. Stars not know what wish you've caused. Next time maybe go and ask human being for the task that cares a bit. A star's a burning ball of gas, white hot heat, colossal mass. A star could not give a rat's ass or tiny
shit. Stop it, Ben. Stop it, Ben. That's, thank you, Ben. Thank you very much. That was almost very rude, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've just been singing some songs to the little one.
Ronnie Corbett?
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
No.
Oh, dear.
2012.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's enough time's passed. What's your favourite ever album, Lauren?
My favourite ever album?
Yes.
Was
a good question.
The really? Arctic Monkeys' first album.
Oh, good.
Great.
Yeah.
Because
when I came out, I would have been at that peak, like, indie age, where I was like, this is so cool. Oh, like,
have you ever heard the song Four Great Songs and Eight More Songs?
I haven't.
By the horn section.
No.
Oh, try that. If you like
the Arctic Monkeys, you'll like that.
Yeah, I can imagine that'll be similar vibes.
Yeah. That was our second album, and I was thinking maybe we'll do a third album one day. But we didn't know what to call it, so I've got some options here, which we've written down during our tour.
Mm-hmm.
But I was hoping you could choose the next album title for us.
Yeah.
They're quite good.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Good options. Can we have some gentle hula music, please? Okay, so these are the options. So just try to remember your favourite one, I suppose.
Okay.
The horn section. Brown Milk.
Good.
Yes?
Yeah.
Started with a good one. Pointless Music.
Something like that.
Nasal Quality.
Good. Very good.
Oh, they will be good. 20 Minutes from Heartburn.
I mean, I'd be in. That's a seller.
That's winning so far. It's Probably Fine for a Podcast.
I'm going to appeal to the British audience, that.
Guaranteed Asphalt.
No.
I don't know what that means. we've got Most of This Will Be Edited Out.
That's bang on.
You Can Polish a Turd.
Yes. I like that.
You're very encouraging, Lauren.
Northern, it's what we do.
Experts in Music Theory.
Nah, that's boring, that one.
Boring. The Funk Permeates Everything.
Oh, please, no.
My Girlfriend's Got the Plague.
Yeah.
Then we've got Slightly in brackets. Better Than Shite. Go on, I like that one. Commitment to Beef.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're not going to get the vegans.
One called The Obituaries.
Yeah.
The Obituaries. And finally, The Most Beautiful Talented People in the World.
Oh, that's lovely. That's a nice one.
But the album is going to be called... What would you like? What are we going to...
It's going to be called... The one about It's All Right for a Podcast.
It's Probably Fine for a Podcast.
Yeah.
Done. There we go. Thank you, Lauren. Can you drive?
I can't.
And what car do you drive?
The little scooter on Mario Kart.
Well, now it's your chance. Now it's your chance to win a pre-owned Peugeot 207 Urban 1.4 diesel. All you've got to do to win a purr show is purr the word Joe for the longest time as the band plays some sexy music. You also have to be staring at Joe throughout.
Okay.
And as soon as you finish purring, he's going to try to keep up with some muted trumpet staring back at you. I don't know what that means. Okay. Yeah. So you're going to purr the word Joe at him. I'll time it. At the end of the series, the person who's purred the Joe longer will get a purr.
How do I purr the word Joe?
I don't know. We've not done this before.
It's a new feature.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Ready? Joe.
Yeah. Quite a good feature. 8.56 seconds. You're in the lead.
Set the bar low. Yeah. Like to give other people something to improve on.
That's another album title, isn't it?
Let me do an improvement.
8.75 seconds.
Set the bar low. Gary Barlow's first album, that could be, couldn't it, guys? Huh? It's pretty funny.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Okay, well, look, everyone can relax now because I've written a song and it's 3 minutes long. Ed's done the music for it, but it's on a track because it's too difficult to play.
Mm-hmm. It's only because it was set the bar low.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, that is quite funny.
Thanks.
This is a song called Decisions.
Oh, I've just got... Yeah, that is good. Yeah.
It is good, isn't it? Oh,
sorry.
That's the best thing that's happened to me. Right,
we're going to sing
this
song.
Against him.
Never done this before. Okay, I hope you like this. This is a song called Decisions, and afterwards you can all tell me what you think of me.
It's so hard being me, it's tough every single day, 'cause my friend, he wants answers and I don't know what to say. We just stand by the pond, it should be a lovely view, but I shake my sad head 'cause I don't know what to do. How should we get across of this pond, he says to me. I don't know, I reply, and we stand there silently. 'Cause it's tough when you're young and you're broke and you're tired and you're feeling out of luck, and you're standing on the wrong side of a pond, and you're also a duck. Quack, 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 I'm a duck and I'm indecisive. Quack, 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 I just wanna be more incisive. You've got 3 ways to go if you wanna cross the pond. Number one, you can fly, you don't need no magic wand. Number two, you can swim, look, you've got webbed feet. Number three, you can walk on the tarmac or concrete. What do you do when your friend looks at you and then says, how should we get over there? Should we swim on the water, take a walk, or fly right up in the air? Quack, 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 I'm a duck and I'm indecisive. Quack, 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 I just wanna be more incisive. Well, hello, I see you're stuck and you don't know what to do. You just stand there with your mate. Oh yes, I've been watching you.
Who are you?
I'm a dog with one thing on my mind. So listen what I say to you. Decisiveness you'll find. If you need to get from A to B, don't walk or swim or fly. You gotta sprint, just run and run. Go on, mate, give it a try.
So the duck started running, the first ever sprinting duck, and his friend with bill agape was completely thunderstruck.
Quack, 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 I'm a duck running really fast. Quack, 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 gonna get over there at last.
When he reached the other side, he stopped and turned around. His mate was where he left him, just sitting on the ground. And the duck who'd run around the pond thought to himself, oh dear, I finally made my mind up, but old friend, I want you here. So he walked a bit and flew and swam a bit, and then when he'd got back to his mate, they never talked of it again.
Quack, 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 we're ducks with a watertight bond. Quack, 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 we just sit and watch the pond. Quack, 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 we're ducks with a watertight bond. Quack, 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 quack.
quack, quack, quack. Can we just sit and watch the pond?
Hey, what did everyone think of my song?
Beautiful.
Really cool.
Well, look, it's time to test the memory of Ben Reynolds. This time it's a joke written by Joe Auckland, the fluky trumpeter.
That'll be on his gravestone.
Finally.
So you try to remember the punchline to Joe's joke.
Okay.
The joke... the joke is, where does Batman buy his corn?
The corner shop.
The corner shop. Do you like that joke?
I do like that joke.
Why is it Batman?
Oh, well, that's a little red herring. That's throwing you off the scent.
Well, look, we're almost there, but we do have time for a game called Who's the One with the Most Red Things, Though, Ever?
Oh.
Yeah. It's a simple game. Everyone plays their instruments. I say red things. And if you don't own one of them, you stop playing, so we end up with the person who owns the most red things, though, ever. So what instrument would you like to play? You can have a sort of rattle.
Yeah, I like things that rattle.
Yeah, you want a rattle.
Yeah.
So do you understand the rules?
I do.
If you don't own one of these things, will it? Are you all right?
Yes.
Are you trying to think of something that rattles?
I was thinking snake, rattle and roll, but it didn't quite work.
I can see your workings, though, so you get, like, points for showing your method.
How long did it take you to get here, Willem?
A couple of hours.
To say that? Say snake, rattle and roll.
Yeah, I've been working on it for a few weeks.
Okay, so everyone play your instruments and stop playing. Lovely rattling. If you don't own a red T-shirt. You all got red T-shirts? Oh, we might have lost Mark. We've lost the bassist. You've got loads of clothes. No red clothes. A red pen. Stop playing if you don't own a red pen. Patterson's in. Auckland's in. Reynolds is in. The pianist is in. Anything to do with cooking or eating. Plates. Knives and forks, that sort of thing. What have you got that's red, Lauren?
Chopping board.
A red chopping board, lovely. What have you got, Joe? Clever man. Okay, a bag maybe. A red bag maybe. Yeah? Definitely? We've lost a couple. Oh, it's Patterson versus the pianist. Pianist Patterson. Okay, do you own a red car or a boat or a bicycle or some shoes?
No.
Oh, this has never happened before. What do you have of those ones?
Shoes.
Red shoes. Oh. Food. Red food? Makeup? Or does your girlfriend have makeup?
Yep.
Yeah. You might get the full set. Part of the body? Have you got a red part of the body?
Yes.
What are we talking about there?
I've got a spot on my neck that's red at the moment.
Oh, lovely part of the body. A flower? A flower? Have you ever seen a red flower?
Yes.
Have you ever heard a song with red in it?
Yep.
What? Which one?
Lady in Red.
Lady in Red. Have you got a red TV? Or a red toilet? Or a red lozenge? Or a red monument?
Yeah, I've got some strepsils.
And you won! We've the first person to ever complete the game!
Nobody gives a shit.
I thought someone would.
Too itchy, yeah.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Joe's.
Lauren, do you know anyone called Phil?
I do.
Who do you know called Phil?
Me dad's friend.
I thought you were going to say my dad, but your dad's friend.
No, my dad's friend.
And what's his thing? What's he get up to?
He comes to my house at 9:15 and they go to the pub. That's Phil.
Every morning.
Every
right,
Friday.
Lovely stuff.
Every morning.
Phil sounds great. Just the two of them?
Yeah.
What's the pub called?
Me dad's pub.
Phil and my dad go, oh, brilliant. Well, look, we've written three songs for Phil.
Lovely.
Your friend.
He love that.
I hope you play this to him. This is... a song which Phil may not know is actually all about him.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it'd make me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, but you're the key to my peace of mind, 'cause you make me feel.
So that's a song by Aretha. Phil is who makes her.
Aww.
You make me feel. The next song about Phil that Phil might not realise is about him, is a song by Radiohead. So Ooh. This is a song all about Phil by Radiohead.
Ooh.
That'll do.
A heart that's full of like a land.
Phil. A heart that's full up like a land.
I think that one's more up his street.
Phil.
You like that one to the point.
Yeah. Didn't like Mark's one.
Phil's problem.
And the final one, Mark's going to sing this one again.
Do it for Phil.
McIntyre saying there?
He came from somewhere back in her long ago. The sentimental Phil.
What a sentimental Phil.
He's very sentimental.
He's very sentimental. He is after he's been in the pub every day last night.
Oh, listening to Radiohead.
I hope Phil gets to hear that. Well, look, that we've pretty much got to the end now because of because that's what's happened.
How life works.
Did you enjoy everything?
I did.
Yeah.
And what the listener won't know is I had a lovely cup of tea all the way through that. just a peek behind the curtain there.
I should say, can we come and see you? That sort of thing. Is it worth, do you want to do that? We should do that.
Yeah.
There will be some quite sad music underneath it, though.
It sets the tone pretty well.
Do your best promo under this miserable music.
What are you up to this year? And where can we see you, Lauren
this
Patterson?
Year, I'm doing lots of spooky previews.
Yeah, it is more spooky than sad.
It's,
but
it's spooky because nobody comes. And the rooms are haunted by the deaths of all the comedians who played before me. But I'm writing a new show for Edinburgh, so I have lots of lovely previews.
Have you got a title for the show yet?
Party of One.
Party of One.
Yeah.
And did you write that before any of the stuff? Or do you have, is there a theme?
There's a theme this year.
I like a theme.
Yeah, my theme is loneliness, which...
Oh. Do you want a theme tune?
Yeah.
This is it.
This is it. Mm. I feel like it's going to be uplifting. Yeah. I feel like I'm going to go on a journey.
Oh, this can become uplifting. Here we go. Hi. That's how it goes.
Yes.
And I had a party of one.
We're having so much fun.
I've called some more people to come
to see Lauren Patterson. And a party of one. You're going to have so much fun.
Forward to seeing that show.
That's beautiful.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, look, that is the end of the show. We have some nice playing out music as I thank everyone. And then there is some bonus content. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, first of all, to these lovely musicians. The pianist, Ben, the drummer, Willem, the bassist, Joe, trumpet, Mark, saxophone. Also, thank you to Joel Porter, who edits it. And also to Joe Walker, who records it and edits it and then sends it to Joel Porter, who edits it again. But mainly, thank you to our best guest ever, by miles, it's Lauren Patterson! Thank you, Lauren. Have a nice year.
Thank you.
We'll see you the same time next year. Thank you for listening. Yes, thank you for listening. Do stay tuned for the bonus content. It's pretty good. One, two, three, four, stop!
Phil, Phil, Phil.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. It's dingle time.
Tingle time!
Yes, dingle time.
Dingle time!
Dingle time. Dingle time.
Tingle time!
Oliver Moolah is a bit of a groover. I mean, he's no Henry Hoover, but he's got a manoeuvre that will bowl you over. Yeah, there's nothing cooler than Oliver Moolah when he does the hula by the water cooler when he's in Vancouver. If you're a groover and you want to improve, then you got to go to schooler with Oliver Moolah. He'll show you his manoeuvre for just a little moolah for Oliver Moolah.
Oliver Moolah.
Justin, I think your name is Justin Thornhill. I've worked it out because that's your sister's surname, and she's paid for 15 seconds fame. You're not the first, won't be the last to have a little song in the dingle time of our podcast. Justin, I hope you like the bird that's called a hornbill. I'm pretty sure that that's your sister's fave. And they don't nest in caves. You're not the first, won't be the last to appreciate a hornbill via our podcast.
If you want to learn to be a well-respected super dude, there's a certain guy who'll teach you, and his name is Micah Prude. He donated money to us, so we think he's really good. Micah, Micah, Micah Prude.
I don't know how, and I don't know what's allowed, but this is what I've got, some info about Gareth Watts from Notts. Gareth Watts from Notts. He's a man with a plan, he's a bookish Forest fan. He's got a podcast of his own, and he writes articles for the Left Lion. Gareth Watts from Notts. Gareth Watts from Notts.
He is a numbers man, Danny Dyer, Danny, Danny Dyer. He comes from Newfoundland, Danny Dyer. He's not the one you know, Danny Dyer, Danny, Danny Dyer. He's ha ha ha, not ho ho ho, Danny Dyer. He looks like Santa Claus, Danny Dyer, Danny, Danny Dyer, and plays his games on boards, Danny Dyer. He will evade pursuit, Danny Dyer, Danny, Danny Dyer. Maybe you should just shoot, Danny Dyer, don't die.
Who is Michael Kern, alas? I said, who is Michael Kern, alas? I've spent some time on Google to find out who our Michael is. I like this sort of quandary, yeah, I always love a quiz. And I think our Michael Kern, alas, is a neuroscientist. He's at Stanford University, his folks are Greek Cypriots. I might have got this wrong, and there might be more than one. And our Michael Kern, alas, he might not appreciate this song. But I'm the kind of guy who likes to take a risk. So I'm gonna say thank you, Michael Kern, alas, you're a real swell scientist.
She's studying to teach. That's not a figure of speech. She's really studying to be a math teacher one day. But meanwhile she loves listening to harmonies from Ed. I don't know who that is, but thank you, Bethany. Bethany.
Oh, Alan Double L Strandberg. It's a double L of a name. Alan Double L Strandberg. Are you sure it's not Drain? Drainberg's like a fat bird. It's probably the same thing. It's Alan Double L Strandberg. And that is a shame.
Hey, welcome to the bonus content section. Let's start by testing the memory of Ben Reynolds. Ben, during the tour, we came up with a new TV show. Can you remember what it was called?
Brown Gold?
No, it's called Come Dance With Me. Do you remember Come Dance With Me?
No.
And the idea is that there are four or five people in the show, and every day four of them come round to the other one's house, I think, and then they dance in the house to a song that they put on their Alexas. So you'd say, Alexa, play A Million Dreams from The Greatest Showman, and then everyone dances, and then they judge each other's dancing, and the person with the best score is the champion of Come Dance With Me. And I've written a theme tune to Come Dance With Me. So we're going to sing that as the bonus content.
Oh, great.
Fine?
Yeah.
So if you've stayed listening, I'm sorry.
F.
Do join in if you get the hang of it. Oh, here we go. we go. Come on, guys, let's watch a show. What show should we watch? Oh, don't you know? It's a show where guys go round to a guy and the guy puts on a song. And even if they're shy, they all have to dance in the kitchen or the hall or the sitting room or outside by the pool. And after that, they go to a park and sit on a swing and give out marks for the best dancing. One, two or three. So we work out who's best to come dance with me. Come dance with me. Come dance with me. We work out who's best to come dance with me. Each week, a different person does the voice. Over. First Gary Lineker, then Danny Glover, then Mary J. Blige, then Melanie C. They're the guys who do the voiceover for Come Dance With Me! Come Dance With Me! Come Dance With Me! They're the guys who do the voiceover on Come Dance With Me! Stop!
All your songs end with stop.
Oh. That's a solid way to end.
Yeah. I'm thinking of starting the next one with start.
Whoa!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.